Welcome to the Bod Pod, the podcast where everybody is welcome. I'm your host, Rachel K. Grimm, and each week we welcome old and new friends to talk all things body image, self-love, and confidence. This is the Bod Pod. Hey, Bod Pod Squad. I'm Rachel K. Grimm, the confidence coach behind Ditch the Click and your Bod Pod host. Today, we're so excited to have our guest, Dani DMC, on the podcast. She is a plus size model, a content creator, a confidence advocate. Dani, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. I love BodCon and I'm so geeked for this conversation.
Inquiring minds need to know, what does the DMC stand for?
Yes, this is one of my most asked questions. So my full name is Danielle Michelle Carbonari. My parents didn't even know how iconic they were naming me when they named me, because DMC, I just love it. I feel like I was born in the 90s too. So Run DMC, it's just a vibe. And it's so crazy. When I first moved to LA, I was like, I want a name. I want to go by something. I don't want to just be Dani. And so I was sitting at this like lookout I used to sit at to just collect my thoughts in the valley and look at all of LA. And it came to me. I was like, I'm going to go by Dani DMC. I love my initials. So it was born in around August 2017. And it's just stuck.
Yes. Those are the best moments too, where you're like, an aha moment.
You're not thinking too hard. It just comes to you. I love that. It's like organic.
Your confidence shines through this conversation, shines through the camera, shines through your social, everything that we see you do. Thank I want to know off the bat, do you believe that we're born with confidence? Dani DMC, was she born with confidence?
This is a great question. Honestly, I've been interviewed hundreds of times. I've never been asked this question. I think we are 100% born with confidence. I do. I think that we're born with a different level of confidence than you grow into as you get older. But I think our confidence is stripped from us at a really young age because of society, because of the families we grow up in, because of what we see in our friends or people telling us, no, don't do this. That's bad. I definitely think we're born with confidence. You look at me, you look at childhood videos of me, man, did I have confidence. Like I had so much confidence. And unfortunately, it was stripped away from me time and time again. And luckily, I never fully let it go. I refused. I'm a really tough person. I can be a bit stubborn. And when it came to giving away my confidence, I was really stubborn to do that. And I think there was a piece of it that stayed with me. And then it really flourished as I got older and put a lot of energy and time into growing my confidence. So I got it back tenfold.
What took your confidence away?
Oh my God. So many things. I think really just if I had to pinpoint it to one thing, I would say the world being brainwashed for sure. I think that's what took my confidence. I had this like overwhelming feeling my entire life that I was whole and perfect and valuable and worthy the way I am. But people kept telling me I wasn't. And it was crazy because a lot of people, even friends of mine, when that happens to them, they're like, damn, they're right. I really am not. I'm not that great. But every time that happened to me, I would be so confused and shocked and stunned. What? Is this true? Are they right? I feel like they're not right.
Yeah.
But I dealt with a lot of bullying growing up, starting around second grade. For being big, I was always taller than all the guys. So I first started getting bullied for that. And I love being 5'9", so I'm grateful that I'm very tall. And then I started getting bullied for being big and being fat. And I also love being big and love being fat. So I'm very grateful for that. And I love my body so much. And I'm so glad that I never really fully let it consume me. I never gave them the full power. Of course, it hurt. And I had so much pain. And there were days I came home from school and I cried. And I went through a really lost period of time, especially between 13 and 16. I was super lost. But I never fully let go of that confidence I had inside of myself. And I think that's really, that's one of the most powerful things about me, and which I'm sure we'll get onto later in this conversation, but a reason why I've known for a long time that it's my duty to pass on how I feel, because I think that I'm a really rare person. And I believe the universe gave me this power to share it, not just to be like, oh yeah, I'm the shit. Like you're cool, but I'm great. That's not what I'm about at all. And I think the universe had a bigger plan in store with my journey and my story and where I am now.
Have you read the book, The Four Agreements?
I have a couple times.
For anyone listening who maybe has not heard of the book, something that is really impactful to me in that book is talking about how we're all
born into agreement and how we don't ask to be born into the place that we're born into or into the life or into the circumstances that even like the littlest actions and things that happen into our, in our lives, even gender, right? Like that it's unconsciously agreed upon as a child. And you've just made me think about that, how you were being told that all of these things are how you should be, but in your mind, like you knew this is actually not how I should be. In fact, I know that I am that girl. Like I have so much power and so much confidence to be something more. And you just really made me think of the four agreements.
Yeah. That's a super powerful point, is there's so many, like you said, like that book talks about, we didn't agree to be here. We didn't agree or make a conscious decision to be born into this family, be born in this, to this society, be born with this neighbor,
whatever, be born into this body.
Exactly. To be born into this body, to be born into this gender, to be born into whatever sexuality you want me to be, fill in the blank, and then have to deal with all the, because it's also one thing to be like, I'm born into this body and I enjoy this body, but no one else enjoys this body. Or I was born into this skin color and I'm this skin color and I enjoy the skin color, but I'm oppressed because society doesn't agree that this is a great skin color. Or there's so many things that you can name why my fight really started with plus size women, because that is what I can relate to. Yes. But my fight has completely transcended to humanity. That is what I'm about. I'm about fighting for every person, especially the people that are deemed different or wrong or unworthy by society. Like that is who I fight for. And I believe that's like my unequivocal duty to do that.
Oh, I just like, I love this conversation already. And we're just a few minutes in. It's amazing.
I love talking about what I'm passionate about. Every time I'm on a podcast or I'm interviewed, like that is my bread and butter. Honestly, I love shows on YouTube too. Like I just love being in front of the camera and being given a microphone and a platform because I have so much to say. And again, that goes beyond it just being about me. It's like, I've always felt like this vessel that the universe is trying to get this message out through. And it's a really powerful feeling. And I don't take that shit for granted at all.
Off of the back of that, if you have not already, follow us on YouTube. You can find this conversation on YouTube. You can see us having this chat, be having this experience on camera right now. So if you're not already there, be sure to give us a follow over on YouTube to watch this conversation. And Dani, for those who are watching, they obviously see that, as I said before, you are a fashion it girl. You are not only a plus model, but you truly, in my opinion, embody like fashion. You just rock it, whether here on camera, what we see on socials, like you just really come with the outfits and the confidence in the outfits. And I'm sure that's something that at times has maybe been taken from you because of the body that you're in. And I really want to talk about this fashion piece for you, because I do feel like it's a big part of
it. Is for sure.
We've seen you work with brands like Good American, like Skims, brands that are the it brands, right? And also these are brands that are really diving into size inclusivity. And you are someone who is representative in, as you said, what you do, the representation and inclusivity of all. And now you're aligning with these brands who are going after that inclusivity. And I want to know whether it's those brands or other brands you work with. And inquiring minds want to know too, not just me. You work with a lot of brands.
Yes.
Do you believe that they're truly size inclusive, or do you think it's a trend, a clout type thing?
That is a great question. Honestly, all of your questions have been really good so far, and I appreciate that. I went to school for journalism, so I love a good journalist moment.
Thank you.
No, that's a really good question. So I think that there is a ton of performative inclusion out there right now. I think it's a trendy thing to be involved and say that you fit all bodies. The reality is, no brands, the ones you included, the ones I work with, are fully inclusive. So that's important to note and to understand. If not all bodies can fit in your clothes, they're not inclusive. Most brands go up to a 3X. And that is not fully inclusive by any means. I am, depending on the brand, because every brand ranges, I'm anywhere from a size 16 to a size 20. If I want something to be oversized, I usually wear a 20. And most of the brands that I work with, actually, I won't say most because I'm going to name a few for you in a second, but some of the brands that I work with typically go up to a 3X, and a 3X can be an 18 or a 20. So that means that their biggest size fits me, and I'm definitely not the biggest person in the world. I'm definitely not the biggest fashion influencer. I'm definitely not the biggest girl that wants to be swaggy and fresh and stylish all the time. So it's really important to note that. I have a lot of friends, a lot of coworkers in the industry that have a lot of upset with that. And I also have a lot of upset because just like I always wanted to be fresh and stylish and swaggy, and I couldn't until these brands dropped 1X, 2X, 3X. I still know a lot of people that can't do that unless they're cutting clothes, altering clothes, really having to go to the extra mile to find things that fit their body. So it's always important for me to note that first. A lot of changes have been made in this industry, but we have such a long way to go. And I honestly am done with giving people time. It's like, why are we still waiting? This is really not a hard task, especially big brands that have a lot of money. Like, people always like to say, oh, the garments are more expensive for bigger bodies. And it's okay. You know what? If you want to use that for a small business owner, okay, maybe I'll let you have that. I think there's ways to work around that. But these huge brands that have tons and millions and millions and millions of dollars, you have no excuse at all. There are a lot of great brands who have pioneered a lot. Good American is one of them. I actually just went to a panel the other night where Khloe Kardashian, Emma Greed, and Ashley Graham spoke. And it was a really good panel all about size inclusivity and diversity in the modeling and fashion industry. And Good American has actually done most out of a lot of the brands that I work with. Their sizing, they go, I actually don't even know how big they go, but I know they have quite a few sizes above mine, much more than a lot of other brands. I should know what size they go up to, but their sizing is a bit different, which I also appreciate. It goes for plus size, it goes 0, which is, I think, a 1X or maybe an extra large. And then it goes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think 7, 8. And I usually wear a 4 or 5. I like that they've changed their sizing too, just to try something new. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, why not switch it up? They also were the first e-commerce company to, you can click on a different body to see the clothing. So like when I'm shopping on their website, and Skims has this now, it's usually my friend Kelly Moran. Shout out to my friend Kelly.
Yes,
so
she's
a great plus size model. Yeah. So she's usually on the Skims website, and Good American sometimes too. And you can click like size 4 or 5, which is my size. And then it goes away from the street size model and goes to her. So you can see what the garment's actually going to look like on your body. So I'm always really supportive of brands like Good American, Skims, you named. Also ASOS. I'm a huge fan of ASOS. I think the UK fashion industry also has a long way to go, and they need to be much more size inclusive. ASOS is one of the most size inclusive brands and has been for an extremely long time, and they don't get enough recognition for it. When I was in college, I wore ASOS. When I was in high school, like late high school, I think that's when they came out. They had plus size before like everybody. And that's where I get the pants I have on right now are from ASOS. Like 90% of my streetwear and my swaggy stuff is all from ASOS. So I'm in support of working with brands that are really trying to be pioneers and do things differently. And Shein is also another brand that I've been working with a lot lately. And I've had the pleasure of meeting the president of the company, people that are in marketing within the company, and really getting to know the back end of the company. They go up to a 4X, which again is higher than most other fast fashion brands. So yeah, I could talk about the logistics of that forever, but I think that it's really important to, for me personally, to be aligned with brands that are not just comfortable where they are. Like, they're doing new things. They're being pioneers. They're being leaders. They're not concerned. Savage is another one. Savage X Fenty. I'm a huge Savage fan, and I've worked with them for years, really since they launched. I just want, just like me, I'm a leader. I'm a pioneer. I'm always down to be the first. I don't need someone to do something before me for me to do it. Those are the type of brands I like to work with.
That is it. Like, mic drop. Those are the kind of brands I like to work with. I love it.
100%.
You talked a little bit about middle school you, high school you, college you, what she was wearing, what she was shopping. You recently shared that you celebrated your 30th.
Yes.
Related.
30, flirty, and thriving,
yes,
baby.
Yes, baby. I love. Yes. I also turned 30 this year. And so I really resonate. Thank you. I really resonated with all of your 30th birthday content.
Thank you.
Yeah. You did a video on 30 things to know, you know, turning 30.
Before 30,
Yes, which are like, we've been seeing those videos go around and things. And it got me thinking about the year of 30 and this representation of 30 and what 30 has meant in our minds, especially in the US for so long. We are so wild about age, so afraid of getting old, right? Of getting older, of hitting that 30 mark. How does it feel to be 30?
It honestly feels amazing. I think I have a very different perspective than the one you just described. And a lot of people have turning 30, like you said, in this country and a lot of places, people are really afraid to turn 30. Yep. They feel like they're getting old. They feel, I don't know, all of these things that kind of society has put in your head. And again, I'm a rebel by nature. I don't want to conform. I don't want to think what anyone else is thinking. And for me, if I could give myself one word for how I feel turning 30, it would be proud.
Yes.
I have not had an easy life. I've been through a lot of things, a lot of adversity, a lot of trauma, a lot of falling down and getting back up to get where I am today. And 30 feels grounded. It feels safe. It feels secure. It feels powerful. It feels youthful. I feel like I'm at my prime. I always joke and say I have Peter Pan syndrome. Like I never want to grow up. And the past week, and I know I'm going to hear this all year because it's people's favorite thing to say, but I keep telling everyone, I'm turning 30. I just turned 30. I'm turning 30. I just turned 30. And everyone's like, what? You look like you're 24. You look like you're 22. You look whatever, fill in the blank. And me and my friend, Kara, who actually she turned 30 the day after me, we celebrated together. I told her, I was like, I'm going to start telling people, you know, this is exactly what 30 looks like. My face, my body, my energy, my aura, this is 30. Mm-hmm. And I touched on this in my 30 things I've learned by 30 video, but I have to give a huge shout out to my mom, the Kate Carbonari, because she has always had so much youthful energy. My mom is 67. She looks like, by what someone would say to her walking up, she looks like she's in her 50s. Her energy is like she's in her 30s. And I strive to be like her always. And I feel like me and my sister are both like that. My sister's 31. So she turned 30 last year. She's going to be 32 next month, but she's always been so excited to age too. And I'm taking after them. And I feel that energy. I feel like just so empowered and sure of myself. My 20s were really hard for me. I was really confused about what I wanted to be, who I wanted to be, who I was. And 30 feels like I know exactly who I am. I know what I'm doing. I'm open to growing and evolving, and I'm not set in my ways, but I feel more grounded than I've ever felt in my life.
To me, 30 feels the most known. I have felt the most known by people I choose to have in my community, by myself. I really feel like I know me better than ever before.
Yes.
I really appreciated what you said about saying, no, this is what 30 looks like, because same, I've had a lot of people lately been saying to me like, oh, I never would have thought.
Yeah.
We're conditioned to be like, oh, thank you. That's what I want to hear.
Yes, that's so flattering.
Yeah. And sure. Okay. Yes. Thank you. But also there's nothing wrong with 30. In fact, I feel the best I've ever felt. And my hope is that 40 and 50 and everything beyond that feels that way.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is we're in control of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like our mindset is the only thing getting in the way of our this beautiful feeling. Our fears are the only thing that are there stopping us. I'm afraid to get old. I'm afraid to be this. I'm afraid. And if you have 50 people around you saying, I'm afraid to turn 30, I'm afraid to turn 30, the likelihood that you're going to be like, I'm afraid to turn 30 is high. I have a great community and friend group here in LA, and I'm the oldest, except like we have a couple friends that are over 30, but most of our friends, I have friends that are 21, 24, 26, 28, all in their 20s. And no one ever says any. I have friends sometimes be like, oh, you're getting old, but they're joking because I'm the child of our friend group. Everyone knows that my friends that are 24 are more mature than me. It's beautiful to keep people around you and your community around you that all have the same mindset. We're not afraid to age. We're not afraid to grow up. We're not, because it's beautiful. A lot of us came from neighborhoods, environments, trauma of being bullied, whatever, fill in the blank of, you might not make it to be 30 and not have had kids in your teens or graduated from school or not been in jail or fill in the blank. And so to have made it this far and to be so successful, it's like, how can you not be geeked to be 30? How can you not be happy to be alive? And to, like you said, I really resonate with what you said about feeling the most known. Like I know myself, I am in the most beautiful relationship with myself ever. And that is, what more can you ask for? That's it.
you said you're in a relationship with yourself. We also know that you're in a relationship with someone very special who you love to share online. Can we talk about your relationship? Can we talk about Ty? Are you open to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
What are tips that you have to growing a confident relationship like we see you share online? What are those like hot tips, hot takes?
Oh, first, I'm smiling because I have this digital picture frame my sister got me for Christmas. It has tons of pictures on it, but this picture just swiped of me and Ty. It's so cute. I wish I could turn my camera on. There's another one from Christmas. I love that man so much. Okay, so first, I have to say to the whole internet, everyone in college called him T-Bell. His name is Tyler Bell, okay?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know his name. His name was T-Bell for the first 2 years we were friends, okay? Then when we started dating, I was like, I feel like I need to call you something a bit more, like we're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
So I started calling him Tyler. Then I started calling him Ty. And similar to me, my family nickname is Dan, which like I've said to Tyler a million times, does this need to be a public name? Dan? I'm not Dan. I'm Danny.
Yeah.
But on his social media, he's always Dan, Dan. And on my social media, I'm always like Ty, Ty, Ty. But he does go by T-Bell. T-Bell is his at name, at it's T-Bell.
There we go.
And I feel the need to say that sometimes because he's totally. Even his family makes fun of me because no one calls him Ty. His family's like, who came up with Ty? I'm like, me.
But I take credit.
Yes, I take credit. But yes, that is my baby. I have so many tips and advice, honestly, about relationships because it's so important for people to know I went through the ringer. Okay. I have now been in a relationship for almost 7 years. This December will be 7 years. Within that time, T-Bell and I met when I was 20. And I know this because I was about to turn 21 and I had a party bus and I had this little guy I was dating, but I also wanted to invite T-Bell. And I was like, I don't think I should do that. That's a little extra tea for you guys. I have grown, me and T-Bell both grew together in our 20s. Within that time, during 2020, we broke up for 6 months, which was probably the best thing we could have ever done in our relationship. I'm sorry for the lack of tea. Nothing juicy happened. No one cheated. There was no abuse. There was nothing toxic actually at all. We just started arguing a bit more and that's not really like us. And we just realized we've been together our whole 20s. We need to take a break. We need to regroup. And I'm the type of person, for me, I thought it was over. I was like, you know what? It's okay. I can move on from this relationship. But the universe was like, you thought. T-Bell is definitely my soulmate. And we've been taken apart and brought back together many times throughout our friendship and then also our relationship. I had only been in like one other full relationship. I wasn't a real like commitment type of girl, but I've been with plenty of men that wanted to keep me on the down low because I was plus size. I was with men that were extremely abusive, both physically and verbally. And it always came back to my weight. When anyone wanted to take a jab, it was always about my weight. It was always about my body. Yeah. And I wanted male attention so much for such a long time because to me, that validated my existence, my value, my worthiness. So I looked for it in all the wrong places. And as a result, I dated really shitty men. And when I met T-Bell, he was my crush in college, my college crush. He was the star basketball player. I touched on this on the panel we did for BODCON, but he was someone that didn't seem tangible to me. And I think a lot of that had to do with my self-worth at the time. Normally, I even said to my friend, she's like, do you want me to introduce you to T-Bell? Because she knew him. And I was like, nah, like he's out of my league. And she looked at me like, what? Because normally I was very confident. Like I was a cocky girl. Even if I felt shitty inside, I always showed or displayed that I was confident.
Yeah.
And that just showed at that point, like I thought I could only be with shitty men, men that weren't going to treat me that good, men that didn't have much going for them, just men that were so far left of T-Bell. And the universe gave me exactly what I deserved in a man when it came to Tyler Bell. I love that man so much. He is such a phenomenal human being, let alone partner. He's just an amazing person. And I think one of my most favorite things about him is that he's not perfect. You know, it's like we all want this perfect man and this perfect relationship and whatever. And I hope that I never show on the internet that our relationship is perfect because it's not. It's so beautiful. At times it can be chaotic. At times I'm going right and he's going left, but it's never abusive. It's never disrespectful. And it's just really empowering. I've never been with a man that loved me as much as I love myself, which I hope that women really hear me when I say that, because in my 30 things to learn by 30, I talk about always loving yourself first and most. And that's something I've said to Tyler since I got with him, that I love you. Once I told him I loved him. I love you and I will always love you, but I'm always going to love myself first. And I think that's important. I'm not a parent and I know the love for a child is astronomical, but I really do believe you have to love yourself before you can love anyone, your family, your children, your partner, anyone, because it's like, that's how you show up. That's how you are able to give love, is by giving yourself love and knowing that you are full within so that you can pour into other people's cups. So I think that's also one of the most beautiful things about my relationship with T-Bell, is we both work on our relationship with ourselves. We both take care of ourselves and then in turn can take care of each other. He fills my cup up in ways that I can't fill my own cup up, and vice versa. And I love him. He's amazing. And I'm very grateful for where I'm at, but I don't ever forget where I came from. And I always, when girls DM me about my relationship, I always remind them of that. I don't want you to look at my content with my boyfriend and think shit is sweet and this just landed miraculously and everything is perfect. Like, I went through so much shit to get to this relationship. It's not always going to be perfect every day, but I found someone that is willing to work with me, to grow with me. And it's, what more can you really ask for?
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about being bigger than your partner. Mm. Let's talk about all the things sexual wellness.
Yes, here for it.
I think there's a misconception of you have to have a very specific body to be sexually desired, whether that's something that is projected onto us or we project onto ourselves. And I think that we know that's not true. You don't have to have a certain body to be sexually desired.
Yes.
But I talk to a lot of women about the concept of being, like, quote, bigger than your partner. And is my partner going to like me? Are they going to think I'm sexy? Are they going to like me when I take my clothes off? All of the, like, lies that flood our minds.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to questions like that?
First off, I have a segment I recently started called Let's Talk About Plus Size Sex. So I make reels on Instagram and I talk about different things. I give tips about different things. I talk about the first time I ever used a vibrator. I talk about tips for being plus size when having sex. That can be a great guide if you need some tips other than what I'm about to say now. I think that for me, I was just reflecting on this when you said this, thinking about all my past. My whole life, I've always been bigger than every single partner I've ever had, except like one person. And that was just because he was extremely tall and like just a bigger guy. But normally my type has always been like 6'3" and like basketball, like skinny body. Like, T-Bell is literally like my ideal type, like to a T.
Which, can I say, I feel in my bones, because my partner is also at least a foot taller than me. And so skinny, muscular, and it's such a different dynamic when you
That's always been like the body type I'm attracted to. I don't know why. I've just always gone for that.
I get it.
And again, like, I never, it's so funny because of course I had insecurities of my own body, but I never, until recently, and I've been asked these questions a lot, not only on interviews but also by in my DMs as well, by followers and supporters, I never thought, like, consciously, oh, my partner's smaller than me. Because in my mind, obviously they're taller than me. I'm a tall girl. I like tall men. So I'm going to be honest. I've never been with a guy that's under 6 foot, really 6'1" or 6'2". I like tall men. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, they're not bigger. I'm not bigger than them because they're taller than me. But we're taught to, oh my God, it's such a big deal if someone is overweight or if someone is plus size or whatever. So I feel like now I'm getting those questions more and I'm like, dang, I am bigger. I notice things like, for example, like skinny girls that date guys, like they can say, oh, let me wear your sweatpants. We're like, T-Bell actually, because T-Bell has worked with Jordan Brand and Nike, he's been a brand ambassador with them for years. He always like has some like 2X sweatpants lying around, even though he wears a large. So he does, before we lived together and I would go to his apartment, like he would have sweatpants I could wear, but that was the first guy that ever happened with. Every other guy was a smooth, like medium large in pants. But I never thought that was, I was missing out on anything because that wasn't an experience I ever had in my life. But now as an adult, I understand those. I think, again, I've just always had a lot of confidence. And the only time my confidence was knocked down was guys treating me badly and saying, oh, you're fat. Or they always only wanted to hook up with me, but hide me in their mom's basement. And not when I would see them at a cookout or whatever, they would like not acknowledge me. Yeah. What I would say is again, starting with yourself, the relationship you have with yourself, make that so solid that no man can ever play you. And what I mean by that is if someone wants to disrespect you or embarrass you or do whatever they want in public, allow that to be a reflection of them and not, you know who you are, you know what you deserve. And I'm saying this because I want you to do the work to get there. So you know who you are, you know what you deserve. Sex is for you. Pleasure is for you. Even though we are not taught that so often as women, we are not taught that as plus size women. I will always be here to remind you. I think that is something I wish I learned sooner. A lot of guys when I was younger would always be like, it was very common to say, oh, I don't kiss girls, or oh, I don't give like oral sex to women or whatever. But I had to do everything. I had to please. But when it came to me, it's, oh no, I don't do that. And then it's okay. You don't do that. Then I don't do that. I'll see you around.
Yes.
So just make sure you know who you are, explore with yourself, get a vibrator, learn your body, explore your body. And so that you can tell your partner, hey, this doesn't really feel good to me. Or, hey, this is how I like to be made to feel good. How do you like to be made to feel good? Me and Ty, one of the best things about our relationship, I forgot to mention, is our communication. We talk about everything to the point where I overshare. Like my friends are always like, you told T-Bell like that you hooked up with a guy when you were this age and you did. I'm like, yeah, like what? He's my best friend. I tell him everything. He is hands down the most sexually compatible partner I've ever had in my life. He's the first man that has made me orgasm. He's the first man that I took my shirt off and to have sex with. Before that, I always kept a shirt on because I was embarrassed of my tummy showing, my fupa showing. He's the only man that I allow to touch my body in the way he does. Like this morning, this is my office that we're in right now. Welcome to my crib.
Yes.
And a lot of times T-Bell comes in here because I'm working all day and he does a couple things that I love. One is that music will be playing through the house and he'll come and he'll make me stand up and dance with him. So we'll just be in here and we'll just dance for a little bit, which is amazing because I'm a workaholic. I don't take time to do that. It makes me feel so loved. And it's not a sexual act, but it's a romantic act that has sometimes led to us going next door to the bedroom because it's like, you're seeing me in this moment. You're calming me down in this moment. You're not trying to get anything from me in this moment. But I think for us, it's so powerful that we both see myself in the same way and we're able to have this relationship where we appreciate and respect my body. And Tyler makes me feel so safe and comfortable. The reason I think we've gotten to that point is T-Bell, and this is the key. This is, I don't care if you want to be with a man, a woman, someone gender nonconforming, fill in the blank. I want you to be with a person that is open to rewiring their mind and removing the brainwash, because every human has been brainwashed. I've been brainwashed. They had to try really hard with me. You know what I'm saying? But there was moments that they almost got me. And I did a lot of, in my confidence workshop, I have a whole chapter segment called rewiring. Okay. And, or it's called rewire. And you need to be with a partner that is open to rewiring their mind, because we are taught all of these things. And if you're with a partner that's not open to changing their mind and coming back from conforming, they're going to look at your body the same way society does. They're going to treat you the same way society does. But I'm so fortunate to have a man that was like, teach me where I'm wrong. Teach me, show me what I was taught different and it shouldn't be like that. And not only did I show him that with my body, I showed them that with his body. If you guys tuned into the BODCON panel, T-Bell got really vulnerable and talked about how he was burned when he was a kid. So when he was about 3 years old, he got stunned. He turned the bathtub on. He got stunned in the bathtub and got third degree burns all over his legs. They're visible burns. There's something that I barely even noticed when we first met. I never thought it was a big deal. I never once in my mind was like, that's disgusting, anything. I've always seen him in his beauty and his truest form. And that is because I am not brainwashed. But he's had girls. Honestly, if you're one of those girls, I will come and fight you. But just kidding, peace, not violence. But he's had girls tell him like, oh, what's that on your legs? Or, oh, that's gross. I take it back. I won't fight you because I feel pity for you because you are brainwashed. Society has gotten to your mind and taught you that someone's skin not looking like everybody else's skin, someone being burned in a tragic accident could be gross, could be disgusting. No, it's beautiful. It's powerful. It's your story. Something happened to you and you're carrying a piece of that with you and you are prevailing. You're exceeding expectations.
I could literally talk to you all day, but I can't thank you enough for being here, for sharing everything that you've shared with me, but ultimately with the BODCON community and beyond. This has been so awesome.
Yes.
So thank you. I want to open it up to if there's anything else that you want to share, if there's anything you wanted to say that you felt you didn't get to, if there is anything you want to let us know that's coming up, all the things. This is your moment.
Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely follow me if you guys aren't already. My community is called The Confidence Crew. I always want new members of our family. So you guys can follow me on Instagram at DannyDMC. You can follow me on TikTok at It's DannyDMC. That's also Snapchat as well. And then YouTube is DannyDMC. I would love to welcome you into our family. I think that I pretty much said everything I wanted to say today. I guess I'll just reiterate that everything I do is so beyond just me. It's always started with the young girl that had a really like rough childhood and upbringing. And I turned pain into purpose. And it's been such a beautiful journey. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm someone that never takes for granted where I am in this moment. I always thank the people around me, highlight the people around me, my community, my family, my supporters, my followers. Everything I do is for you guys and also for myself always. And I just hope that I can inspire you. All the messages I get that like I inspire you and make you feel like you can be better and you can be more confident, that is so important to me. I often say, I never want people to look at my social media and be like, oh my God, she's so confident. She's so cool. She's an it girl when it comes to fashion. I could never be like that. I wish I could be her. Like that's the worst thing you could ever say to me. I want you to look at myself and be like, wow, she is it. And she makes me feel like I can be it too. And she shows me how, and she gives me examples. And fashion has really been an outlet for me to show people like, hey, this is a tangible way to show up for yourself and to show love to yourself. When you look good, you feel good. When you put intention into your body, you feel good. And I hope that I can forever be a pioneer and leader in this industry and a source of inspiration for you. I love BodyCon. Yes. And hopefully you guys will see my face tied with them very often.
There we go. Danny, thank you so much for being here. And thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate you listening and being here. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel for the best experience, because we are always on camera. And don't forget that you can also download the free BodyCon app to watch, listen, and chat with us in real time today and beyond. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for being here.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Bod Pod. We release new episodes every week, and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BodCon 2023? Find us on Instagram @TheBodCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.